WOR.
Hey, good morning, everybody. If you're just joining us on this very nice Friday, then it's going to be up in the 50s, I think. Looks nice out there today. Our big three headlines today. Well, the impeachment trial goes on and on and on and on. And most of the senators were bored yesterday as old bug-eyed Shifty Schiff was there blabbing away. Len paid no attention.
Oh, I liked Hakeem Jeffries, who was complaining about Derek Jeter not getting the unanimous vote in the Hall of Fame. That's what he was talking about in the well of the Senate.
To try to get the attention of the others. So. Yeah. Also in the big three, Annabelle Sciorra, she's the actress. She accused Harvey Weinstein of raping her on the witness stand at his trial yesterday. Pretty graphic and harrowing testimony. And rounding out the big three, we've got the coronavirus. That's killed 26 people now, and no travel over in China. They shut down the Forbidden City. Now, there was a report that maybe a woman in New Jersey had it, but appears not to be
the case. Yeah.
So it hasn't come to our area just yet. Here's hoping it does not. Now, there's some new news, too. Rudy Giuliani was just on Fox and Friends. He said, according to Bartlett just told me this. What did he say there, Joe?
He has solid proof of shady dealings in Ukraine involving Joe Biden and his son.
And you know, Rudy's completely believable.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, here he is.
I didn't go look for dirt on Joe Biden. It was handed to me. And it was handed to me almost a year and a half ago.
You didn't ask for it?
No, I was given information about Ukrainian corruption.
Why are they yelling
at me? It involved two people. Two informants. You're going to find out at least who one of them is, and possibly the second. And they told me that there was a great deal of collusion going on in Ukraine to fix the 2016 election.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
And you buy this hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, Rudy.
There was collusion going on in Ukraine to fix the 2016 election.
Rudy says it. I believe it.
They gave it to you, Len?
You got to be kidding me.
Of course.
I love that. Who is that? Brian Kilmeade?
They just gave it to you? Where is he? On the other side of the studio?
On the couch next to him.
I know.
Joe, the idea that Ukraine interfered in our election and not Russia has been debunked thousands of times
by the deep state.
And now you're going to buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, let me quote Len Berman. Let's see what they have to say.
Yeah, why not? Are you not interested?
See, I think Lev Parnas is an upright guy. That's what I think.
Are you not curious? Maybe there is something on the Bidens there.
Well, maybe President Trump knew something
then
that you don't know.
Exactly.
Then go for it.
And he can't discuss it because it involves national security.
Now you're just blowing things out of your tush.
you had me for
a while there.
You don't know.
All right.
No, you don't know.
I don't know.
Listen, Rudy has got the goods on the Bidens. And the Democrats may have just set a trap for themselves.
Len, that whole deal is corrupt.
Totally.
You know it's corrupt. He got a no-show job, paid millions of dollars to influence his father. Come on.
Joe, calm down now, pal.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I need the chill pill today, yeah.
I never said you shouldn't investigate the Bidens, that there's something fishy about Hunter making all that money because his dad's the vice president. Right. No problem with any of that.
Good, let's
look at it. But the impeachment is about crimes allegedly committed by the president. Allegedly. And you have to have witnesses who have firsthand information about that. Hunter Biden has zero information about abuse of power, has zero information about obstruction of Congress. So that's why he's not relevant.
And that's at the heart of the impeachment.
That's what he's charged with.
Oh, my God. I'm going in circles.
So you know what, Len? If Giuliani does have the goods on the Bidens, thank God. So that, you know, we know before we vote for Joe Biden to become president of the United States.
That's what this is all about.
If he's corrupt.
This is getting dirt on the political opponent.
That's it, exactly.
So that's what it's all about.
And potentially influence of the 2016 election.
Absolutely.
16 or 20?
16.
16.
Joe, the Ukrainians had nothing to do with the 2016
election. How can you say that?
You don't know.
God.
All right, look at Rudy Giuliani. He's a former U.S. prosecutor.
Right.
Federal prosecutor.
Who's got off the deep end.
Well, I don't know.
Come back to us, Rudy.
I think he has more expertise in this field than you do. I'm going to go with him on this one.
Listen, every single expert, every single expert in our intelligence community said Russia interfered. They asked the FBI guy. They played the clip. It was Russia. It wasn't Ukraine. It wasn't CrowdStrike. That's a bogus conspiracy theory.
Ukraine is very close to Russia.
Michael,
Russia overran it.
Are you ready?
They're geographically, they're very close. They're very close. Have been corruption flowing all over the place.
All over the place.
I, for one, think we need to get to the bottom of what Hunter Biden was up to.
Get to the bottom of it.
Well, that's the President Trump was trying to they impeached him.
There's no...
If there was some illegality there, does that absolve Trump in this phone call?
Yeah. What happens if there was?
What do you think, Len?
If there was some
if they find illegality involving the Bidens and Burisma, does that absolve Trump?
No, because Trump, Trump could care less about corruption anywhere.
It doesn't matter.
Number two, he was only going after Burisma because the name Biden was associated with him, as they showed on the floor of the Senate yesterday. Only because Biden took over the lead in the polls.
If the Bidens were corrupt, we have every right to know about that.
Yes, you do.
All right, let's check in with ABC News political director Rick Klein from Washington. Good morning to you, Rick.
Rick, help me here.
We're yelling at each other.
I'm dealing with a couple of idiots here, Rick. Save me, will you?
Now, Rick, let me ask you. So Giuliani was just on Fox and Friends, and he said he's got the goods on the Bidens. I mean, is there anything to this, do you think? And if so, is this a danger for Joe Biden?
I take anything that Rudy Giuliani says with many grains of salt.
Thank you.
We'll see. He's talked a lot about evidence and witnesses and what he's got and what he might have and the trips that he's made and the like. But, man, we just haven't seen it yet. And it's part of it. We'll see if it comes up in the president's defense. Do they want to mount that as part of the president's defense? That is their prerogative. But Rudy Giuliani going on Fox is not going to work for me as evidence at this point.
So Rick, I respect your opinion of the ABC political director, and I think you come off as a straight shooter and non-biased. And I don't see the relevance of Hunter Biden's testimony for two reasons. The president is charged with two alleged crimes. I think any witness who testifies should have direct knowledge of his either abusing power or obstructing Congress. And Hunter Biden has no knowledge of either of those charges.
Yeah, and I think that's one big reason that Democrats are resisting it. The other is that you don't underestimate how popular Joe Biden still is in the Senate. Senators don't want this to be a farce. They don't want to embarrass Joe Biden in an undue fashion. So I'd be surprised if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden end up getting called. But yes, the idea of this being not material to the direct action of impeachment is a pretty compelling argument.
Well, but you know, Rick, as you've said before, basically impeachment is political. So they're going after Trump. Why wouldn't some of the Republicans think, well, we will drag Hunter Biden in there because we can embarrass Joe Biden?
100%. And they may give it a shot. And I think what we've seen so far of the defense has been an indication that, yeah, they want to make this as muddy as possible for the politics around it. And they do intend to bring the Bidens into it. I'm saying I'm not sure that you could get 51 votes to subpoena Joe or Hunter Biden, that Joe Biden's very many friends, even on the Republican side, may say, you know what, whatever else you say about this, this is not what the Senate should be doing. And it's very possible that they stop just short of that.
Hey, Rick, what do you make of these whole proceedings so far? Because the general consensus is it's not terribly exciting. It's going on and on and on. The Democrats are just going over some old territory. I mean, they're trying to connect the dots. Is this thing going anywhere?
Well, I think you're right in saying that there hasn't been anything explosive. And some of it's been so tedious that senators are walking out or, you know, downing milk or dozing off or playing with fidget spinners or crossword puzzles. But look, I think this is about the history and the precedent. There's been a strain of argument that you've heard from the Democrats throughout is that this has to send a message, and that if this is not impeachable, what is? And that this is for setting down a marker about appropriate behavior, even if we know how the movie's going to end. Frankly, even if this was scintillating testimony full of new disclosures, I don't think it would change the Senate math. So with that as pretext, I feel like the Democrats have done a pretty good job of methodically laying out a case. It's a compelling case. You don't have to believe it. That's up to the senators as to whether they believe that it's enough or not. But it is a compelling case that they've presented. And I do think that the arc of history will color it a little bit differently than the immediacy of the moment, where none of us have the attention span to sit still.
Rick, any evidence in polling that the American people are being swayed one way or the other? Or are we still just dug into our typical positions?
What we've seen pretty consistently in polling is a large majority that wants to have additional witnesses or evidence introduced. That hasn't really tracked along with, yes, we think he should be removed from office. That's been about half the country almost from the start of this, and it hasn't grown from there. But the idea of having a full and fair and honest trial that would include witnesses is something that is compelling to the vast majority of people.
All right. ABC News political director Rick Klein joins us every Friday this time. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I don't, my gut tells me they're not going to be witnesses. I think when they take the vote, I don't think they'll have enough of the Republican senators. Maybe Romney, maybe Mikulski, maybe, but I don't think Susan Collins will go all the way.
You know what? I don't think witnesses are going to do anything.
No.
But I think by not having witnesses or any documents, the optics would be bad. Like, it would act like it's a cover-up.
Nah, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
All right.
We got to get Hunter Biden in there, though. All right, when we get back.
Yeah, hey, I've been there.
A guy has a tattoo on his head, Len.
Yeah.
And what it says, he was just sent to jail for. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's coming up next.
23, which means in a few minutes, your final opportunity to win some tickets to see former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush in conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's at Carnegie Hall on February 29th. We'll solicit your phone call shortly, and your final opportunity to win is coming up. We have some crazy stories. Before we get to them, hey, John in New Jersey, you wanted to weigh in. What's up, John?
Hi, gentlemen. Len, you mentioned that they're looking at crimes for the impeachment. I want to ask you personally, what are the crimes that they're looking at?
Well, they're okay. I perhaps use the word crime loosely. Dershowitz
trial. He's being impeached.
Yes,
so
but that's
careful.
Impeachment.
What are the impeachment charges?
You know what they are. Don't play coy.
No, I'm asking you personally.
You know what they are. They're obstruction of Congress, and the first impeachment charge is abuse of power. So those are the charges.
Are they impeachable charges?
You'll have to ask
apparently not.
No, what do you mean? Well, you think apparently not. A lot of people say apparently yes.
It's high crimes, misdemeanors, treason.
Well, that's
bribery.
Up for discussion. Yeah. That's up for argument.
Right. Well, that's what's in the Constitution.
Okay,
anyway,
fine. Well, that's
Elizabeth
up for discussion.
Warren looks extremely weak lately. And Len, you as a sports guy, can I ask you a sports question?
Well, you're not going to like what I said, so go ahead.
Larry Walker, I don't really see Hall of Fame with him.
Okay.
I mean, he's good.
John?
Good numbers. Outfielder.
Let's agree.
But he doesn't have the magic numbers for an outfielder to get in Hall of Fame.
Not only
but
numbers,
it's been
John.
Watered down, so.
John, here's the deal, and I think you'll agree with this. Halls of Fame are supposed to be for the all-time greats. Lou Gehrig, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth. These days in all sports, Halls of Fame are for the very, very goods. And Larry Walker's a very, very good. So you just that's the state of affairs.
It was a couple of key players where it was watered down. Certainly Harold Bain was the most recent. Yeah. But, you know, in a consolidated career for a six-year period now, keep going back to it, Manning Lou is a Hall of Famer. But he didn't do it
too
long
short,
enough. Thanks,
sure.
Len.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Okay, we agree on some things.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Well, that's fine. I have no idea what you're talking about most of the time. All right, who's this guy? You mentioned this guy. He's in Greeley, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He was just sentenced to 32 years in prison for murder.
Right.
Talk about truth in advertising. I like this.
All right, he's got a tattoo on his head.
And it says murder. So the guy has a tattoo on his forehead that says murder,
yep.
And he was just sentenced to 32 years. Makes it a lot easier for the court system.
He was.
Just confess up front, put it on your forehead, and go to
jail
to serve the time.
That's it. So this is an unfortunate story. So a bank in Detroit, an African-American man was trying to cash a check. And the bank, for some reason, thought he was trying to rob them, so they called the police. Well, it turns out the check that he was cashing, he won in a racial discrimination lawsuit.
Oh, jeez.
So I think he may have another check from this bank that he'll be cashing, too.
What's his crime? Cashing a check while black.
Cashing a check while black. That's it.
Oh, boy.
You got it. So.
Hey, this kid upstate New York.
Yep.
Monroe County. That's near Rochester, right?
It is. Rochester is in Monroe.
Rochester. Yeah. So he's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right. His name is Frankie Ruggeri.
Mm-hmm.
He says the Super Bowl should be played on Saturday.
Why?
Because it's too late on Sunday. People go to school. People go to work the next day.
Right.
Listen, since I've been working this show, I haven't seen the second half of a Super Bowl yet, except when my wife woke me up for the Atlanta Patriots overtime.
Oh, right.
So I saw that.
I remember
that. But, you know, the games just go too late, too long. You know, there was some talk about moving the Super Bowl to the weekend of President's Day, and that way you could have the game on Sunday and everyone would have Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid has the idea of, let's play the game on Saturday.
Okay.
So he's got to change.org. Honestly, I don't understand how change.org works. So, I mean, people sign a petition.
Right.
So far, he wanted to get 35,000 petitions, and so far, instantaneously, he has 31,000.
Really?
But what happens if he gets, so what? I mean, so what happens?
Why don't they play the game on Saturday. Well, is there readings and ratings or something?
Well, I would. Well, that's a great question. The kid,
of course it is.
The kid maintains. Of course it is. The kid maintains the ratings would be higher on a Saturday. That's not necessarily true. Although the Super Bowl would be immune. You know, most people think Saturday night is a dead night in television. Mm-hmm. But, you know, football is traditionally, pro football is traditionally a Sunday game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole line about on any given Sunday, it would just seem like blasphemy not to play the Super Bowl on a Sunday. Just too bad they don't play the game earlier. But, of course, they want the ratings. They don't kick off till after 6:30. There's a million commercials.
Right.
And, you know, you're lucky if it ends by 10. And, you know, it is late. But the kid's got a good idea. His heart's in the right place.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Well, if Michael says it's not going to happen, then it won't.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
You know, now's your chance to win a pair of tickets
to
History Talks. It features former presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush in conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin at Carnegie Hall on February 29th. Be caller number 12, 800-321-0710, and you'll be the winner. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit carnegiehall.org. Time for the latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Hello there, Len. Graphic testimony at the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial yesterday. Actress Annabella Sciorra described how Weinstein pinned her down and raped her 25 years ago. Mm. Under cross-examination, she admitted she didn't consider it rape at the time. But Gloria Allred, the attorney who represents some of the accusers, says what Weinstein did was wrong.
She didn't think of it as rape at that time, because she didn't just didn't identify it that way, but she certainly didn't consent to it.
Sciorra says she just wanted to move on with her life. Andy Byford is out, moving on with his life, quitting the MTA amid a power struggle with Governor Cuomo. Byford issued a resignation letter after 2 years on the job, upset that his role is being limited. Cuomo, though, says there's no truth to reports that they didn't get along.
Oh, come on. You think we're idiots?
Yes.
And he gets along famously with de Blasio, too, didn't you know?
Oh, absolutely.
He gets along with everybody. He's a great guy.
Hey, speaking of de Blasio, how about this? The voters in Iowa weren't the only ones unenthusiastic about his run for mayor. Even his own wife said she didn't think it was a good idea. Charlaine McCray says, I was not fully enthusiastic about it. She says developing a thoughtful strategic campaign took time that he didn't have.
Jeez.
Yeah, too much time in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeping in.
Oh, gosh.
What a clown.
He never got more than 1% of the national polls, but Charlaine McCray says the fact that he got that far is pretty remarkable.
Way to go, wife.
Jeez.
Way to support me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, facing impeachment over obstructing Congress, did President Trump brag about hiding evidence from them?
Mm. Uh-huh.
Well, he was asked yesterday about how he thought the trial was going. Listen here.
We're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job. But honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
Aha, see?
Mm-hmm.
Although he may be talking about the material that Rudy Giuliani says he has. Huh?
Yeah, that's a trustworthy source. Go ahead, Joe.
As opposed to Adam Schiff?
As opposed to Lev Pardis.
Rudy Giuliani says he's ready to dish some dirt on Joe Biden, says he has solid proof of shady dealings in Ukraine involving
Biden
and his son.
No, but also the part you left out is he's got solid proof that the Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election, which is a bogus conspiracy theory.
Well, let's wait and see his evidence.
You want to wait?
Let's wait and see the evidence, Len.
There'll be no evidence.
He's a former federal prosecutor. I think he knows what evidence is.
Pretty much.
Rudy's left us quite a while ago. We can all agree on that one.
Okay, finally here. Speaking of Biden, Barack Obama may be close to wading into the Democratic race for president. Fox Business Network says he's increasingly concerned about the rise of Bernie Sanders in the polls.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
And he could speak out soon to publicly rebuke Bernie.
Hmm.
Obama reportedly considers Sanders too socialist.
Mm-hmm.
What's that say?
I know.
He's worried that it could alienate a large part of the Democratic base.
Now, He's right.
Previously, it was widely believed Obama was going to avoid even commenting on the race until the Democrats had their nominee. Yeah. But Bernie, making headway.
Yeah.
So. Bernie.
Thanks, Joey.
Yep.
Appreciate it. You know what's next, Michael?
What?
It's time for Open Phones Friday.
Oh, great. I hope they really give it to you.
My supporters are all going to call in. Hey, all you people who email me and tweet me their support, phone number is 800-321-0710. All two of you. Anything you want to yak about, you want to talk about impeachment, Weinstein, Andy Byford, you may want to comment on what a 3,000-year-old mummy sounds like. That's what's to put together for a 3,000-year-old mummy.
That's right.
Your thoughts. Anything you want, 800-321-0710. Give us a call.
All right, everybody. The phones are open. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Whatever is on your mind, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the impeachment? Are the Democrats making their cases? What about Giuliani's announcement today that he's got the goods on the Bidens in Ukraine?
That's an announcement.
Yes.
He ruminates about something every day.
Can't wait to see that.
He wakes up foaming at the mouth.
And are you going to miss Andy Byford?
Andy Byford.
He's going away from the MTA.
Yeah.
But we got a winner, though, Len, right?
How about the mummy sound?
Yep.
This is what a mummy would sound like from 3,000 years ago. Anyway, that's what Riedel sounds like.
Well, they've recreated the sound of a mummy because they have a mummy and his larynx bones are intact and they were able to use a 3D printer to give us a sense of what a 3,000-year-old mummy sounds like.
Congratulations to Steve Leibowitz from Wantagh. Won the tickets to see Bubba and W at Carnegie Hall on February 29th next week. Brand new ticket giveaway. We're giving away tickets every morning at 8:25 for you to see Boys to Men.
That should be good. Anthony's favorite singing group, our associate producer. All right, let's go right to the phones. Let's check in with Walter in Westchester. Good morning, Walter.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, guys. I just want to give a shout-out to Len. I'm a Len supporter. He's spot on. And, Michael, you'd have to be drunk not to know that Trump probably did something wrong, not impeachable, but you know he's a liar, and he did something wrong. And go Mike Bloomberg. Thank you.
Walter,
A Len supporter.
Well, that's it for the day. Okay, thanks for that's the phone call segment. What else you want to talk about?
Now let's go to Geraldine in Brooklyn. Good morning, Geraldine.
Oh, hi, Len. I'm on your side.
Oh, my God.
What's going on here? Is there a full moon?
I love you guys. I even listened to Joe on Saturday morning.
Wow.
But the Democrats laid out their plan, and they are correct. And I will not be voting for Mr. Trump in November.
Who'd you vote for last time?
That's a secret.
Okay, fine. But we know who you're not voting for this time.
That's right.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Wow,
I got two. That's unbelievable. Could I get three? I doubt it because we got Jennifer in Massapequa.
No,
look out, Bob's away.
You know me too well, Michael. This one's for you.
Thank you.
I am just so amazed by everything that is going on. I think Biden is the one who should have been impeached if that was possible. Every crime or everything that's being charged to Trump is exactly what Biden did. And I think it's all going to come out with Giuliani.
You think he's got goods? You really think Giuliani has the goods?
I really do. I think he went over there. I think he wasn't leaving there till he got what he needed. And yes, I think he will. He's a very smart, shrewd man. I think so. Mm. And can I just add one other thing? Mm. Bloomberg is the only other candidate I would have considered. And I think it's disappointing that he's not included in the debates because I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
That's because he won't accept any contributions. They have this.
I know the reason. Yeah. I understand, but it's just unfortunate because I think people needed to, and I wanted to hear what he had.
Oh yeah, I'd like to. So. You're right. It would have been nice to hear. Maybe they'll alter things as we go down the road. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. So have a great weekend, fellas.
Bye bye. Take care, Jennifer. I want to go to Mike in Memphis.
Memphis,
Mike. How are you, Mike?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, I am great. You know, I used to live in Connecticut, and I got hooked listening to you guys, and I'll tell you, this morning, that is the most excited I've heard Joe, and it was fabulous. So, more of that, Joe. But, you know, I appreciate, for both, all you guys, I appreciate the skepticism, but it seems to me skepticism in the mainstream media goes one way. For example, we know Adam Schiff, during the Russia investigation, was on every Sunday morning show, every show, saying, I have mountains of evidence about Russia collusion apart from Mueller's investigation. I've never heard anybody ask him, hey, by the way, where are those mountains of evidence? You know, it's the skepticism all goes one way, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate the
thanks
call
for listening in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee. Absolutely. How about Kathy, closer to home in Westchester? Hey, Kath, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling about Mr. Viper, Andy Viper.
Andy Byford.
Byford, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
If he is not precluded from having an interview, I would like to have an investigative reporter sit down with him and find out exactly what is wrong with the MTA. Because obviously he's not politically connected, and he wanted to do something good for New York City and New York State, the passengers, et cetera. And he's precluded from doing so because of political implications. There is such craft going on within the MTA. Someone should look into also, again, those train cars that have never been delivered to the MTA. Mm. And as a result, $80+ million have had to be spent to keep the current stock of train cars rolling. This is a disgrace, and it goes right to the door of the governor and his allies up there in Albany. I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for calling, Kathy. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, let's go to Frank in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank, what's up, kid?
Good morning, guys. What's up, Len? Len, I want to apply for your job. I have no experience in broadcasting. I have no education in broadcasting, but I want your job, Len.
Why do you want my job?
Len, if you don't think the Bidens are corrupt, you're out of your mind, buddy. You seem like a nice guy. I've been watching you for many, many years when you're on NBC. These people are so corrupt, it's not funny. My heart goes out to the fact that he lost his son. I've lost siblings, too. But that doesn't give you the right for you and your whole family to rip off the taxpayers of this country.
Frank, you've never heard me say that I didn't think he was corrupt or not corrupt. I said if you want to investigate him, go ahead.
Well, that's what Trump was trying to do.
But that's, well, I'm not sure about that. That's a separate investigation.
That's exactly what Trump was doing. Listen, I never liked Donald Trump, but I think he's doing an amazing job as the president. Yeah. He's a non-politician.
That's right.
I mean, that's what we need in there. Somebody knows the country is a business, Len. And he knows business. The man knows how to run business. Mm-hmm. That's what we need in there.
Can I ask you something, Frank?
Politics. Go ahead, Len.
Do you know something I don't if you're applying for my job? Am I on the way out?
Frank.
What the heck?
Frank, they passed your resume on to me, so I'm going to give it a look this afternoon. I'll get back to you, okay? All right, thanks, Frank.
You know, no experience. He has no experience in talk radio, so he does fit the bill because I had no experience. So I had a couple of months on WFAN, but that was about it.
That was it, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't have any experience either. I mean, I was a guest on Imus and Simone's show.
So how do you account for the fact we're like number one in the mornings, New York, major market like this?
You know, there are some things you just don't want to know about.
There's no accounting for taste, right?
Just let it. Lou just piped into my ear, there's no God.
Well, see, Lou explained it well.
That could be it.
Well, you agree with that, too. Another atheist, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, when we get back. When we get back, Len.
Yes.
Now, Obama is going after Bernie Sanders.
Yes, he is.
Which would seem to indicate that Bernie has a good shot at getting the Democratic nomination.
Mm.
We'll discuss that when we get back. If you haven't tried Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule yet, this is the best offer you will get to start the new year. 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping when you use the promo code WOR. Real 31 whole ripened fruits and vegetables ground into a capsule that are going to give you 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Call Balance of Nature today and use the promo code WOR to get their best offer. 35% off your first preferred order, and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, and use the promo code WOR. Now, all these testimonials you hear on our airwaves at WOR, those are real people who've experienced the power of Balance of Nature. So call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code WOR to get 35% off your first preferred order, and it's going to be shipped to you free, but you got to use the promo code WOR.
You know, I've heard that story you mentioned a short time ago, Michael, about how Barack Obama supposedly is going to come out against Bernie Sanders. Now, who's reporting this? Do we know?
Politico, I think.
Politico?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Obama recognizes that if Sanders gets the nomination, and you know, we had, well, Governor Patterson was on.
Yes.
Just yesterday, and he said he thought Bernie would win Iowa. So Bernie rolls up Iowa, New Hampshire. He might clinch the nomination. And Obama, as many centrist Democrats, are worried that Bernie could go, you know, down in flames because America, you know, many people may not like the president, but they're not going to suddenly vote for a socialist.
Was it also
and go so yeah, the socialist experiment?
Was it also David Patterson who said if it was Bernie, then Trump would win 35 states?
Yeah, yeah, it was Patterson.
Yeah, so Patterson was saying, much as we have speculated all along, mm-hmm. that if it's either Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, you know, the they get blown up by
absolutely.
Trump.
Yeah,
there's no just no question. That's why the Democrats need a moderate. Or someone other than someone on the far left. So I guess right now it boils. Well, you know, Mayor Pete seems to have faded a little bit. But
yeah, you don't hear anything from Mayor Pete. You know, now.
People are kind of, well, the New York Times gave half an endorsement to Amy Klobuchar on the moderate side.
I know.
They gave the other half of the endorsement to Elizabeth Warren, which made no sense whatsoever. That's why I felt all along it would be Biden. But, you know, Bloomberg keeps coming up in the polls. I still can't see him winning the nomination, but he keeps creeping up there.
I just don't see the Democratic Party going to nominate a billionaire, you know. I mean, there's so many people in the party who are against rich people. I don't see that happening.
You'll see AOC supporting Bloomberg?
No. Yeah. She's one of the people who she thinks rich people should go to jail, for heaven's sakes. No, she's supporting Bernie Sanders. She came out in support of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So your guy Biden may not get it. Bernie gets it, boy. Welcome to another 4 years of Donald J. Trump.
Well, yeah, that I I think you're right on that one. But do you really think Obama? See, Obama has said all along that he'll come out and support the nominee,
right?
And people are saying, well, that's a little knock at Biden because Biden was his vice president for 8 years, for goodness sakes.
Right. I think Obama will support whoever's nominated. But if it's Bernie Sanders, the support is not going to be enthusiastic.
All right, the big kerfuffle being raised today is Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joe Bartlett, our news guy, is falling for this hook, line, and sinker.
You want to defend yourself here, Joe?
No, Joe has
from this attack?
Joe's got nothing to say.
Whoa! All right, Joe.
Someone, did you hear the caller that said they've never seen you this excited, Joe?
Oh, what, over the Rudy evidence?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, the heart of this thing is the Bidens. And you've got to have your eyes totally closed here, Lynn, if you don't think there's something wrong with that arrangement.
Have you met Mr. Magoo over here?
Hang on. The Biden really? Has nothing to do with it. It's Trump who's been impeached. Open your eyes, Joe.
And I understand that, but you have Joe Biden on tape saying, I'm withholding this aid until you fire this prosecutor.
Yeah.
That's fine, Joe. These are two separate stories.
Not exactly.
We have two separate stories. If you want to investigate Biden and Hunter Biden, knock yourself out. But Trump is, I don't want to go through it all. He's being impeached on two other items.
Let's see what Rudy has to say.
Well, here's Rudy.
I didn't go look for dirt on Joe Biden. It was handed to me.
Mm.
And it was handed to me a year, almost a year and a half
you
ago.
You didn't ask for it?
No.
You didn't ask for it?
You didn't ask for it?
Who is that, Kilmeade?
It's yelling. You
or
didn't
is
ask
it Ducey? It's either Ducey or Kilmeade.
You didn't ask for it?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I didn't go look for dirt on Joe Biden. It was handed to me. And it was handed to me a year, almost a year and a half
you
ago.
You didn't ask for it?
No, I was given information about
Ukrainian
corruption.
Yeah, Len.
That's exciting.
Breaking news here.
Two people, two informants. You're going to find out at least who one of them is and possibly the second.
Yep.
And they told me that there was a great deal of collusion going on.
All right.
You didn't ask for it? You didn't?
God. All right. Let's listen to this other soundbite you have here.
I'm going to present over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking crimes.
Whoa.
At the highest levels of both governments.
Wow.
While the Senate is listening to a totally phony group of stories about non-impeachable offenses. It's like trying somebody for not a crime.
Yep.
It's a total waste of money. It's a complete show on the part of the Democrats.
You know, you don't get paid every time you go, yup, over there, Michael. Uh-huh. You know. I'm telling you, he's the white diamond in silk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 100%.
That's right.
That's right.
Rudy knows what he's talking about, Len.
Oh, boy. Oh, if it's so shocking, why is he waiting 2 or 3 weeks?
What it about took him time.
He's getting
just got it.
So why is he?
Because he's got to lay it.
Spill the beans.
Well, he's got to lay it out.
Gotta be sure. You gotta vet it. You gotta make sure.
Okay. Unlike the Democrats who impeached the president without witnesses.
Without evidence.
Right.
Do we have any? Oh, stop. presenting the entire case piece by piece.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing a very effective job.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So compelling they have to talk about Derek Jeter.
I know.
Other than Joe Bartlett, you really believe anything Rudy Giuliani says, Michael Riedel?
I think there is something going on with the Bidens in Ukraine, and I think Rudy's onto something.
And you believe that Ukraine interfered with our 2016 election, as Joe believes?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Right. We have to wait, Len. It's like the Mueller report.
You want to hear? Up until now, I thought the best soundbite of the morning was the mummy.
It is a good one.
Well.
You didn't ask for it?
That's Kilmeade, right?
I think it's Kilmeade, isn't it?
Well, see, we'll have to look at the video.
Fine. Yeah, we'll one of the two of them.
All right.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to an expert doctor. This guy's good. He's Dr. Mark Siegel. He's the professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine. He's also a Fox News medical correspondent. What about the coronavirus? Death toll is rising. It's come to America. What should we know? Should we be worried? In your next chance, 1,000 bucks next. It's 9 o'clock.